Going on, everyone. Welcome back to the Tipsy Tim podcast. I'm your host, Elle, and today we're going to do another one of the ranked episodes, so the Tipsy Top 10s. So in our last ranked episode, we did the top 10 best fast food places. So for this episode, naturally, we're going to do the worst top 10, like the bottom 10. I don't know. So if you're just now tuning into the Tipsy 10 podcast, hello, I'm Elle. I hope you go back through and listen to my list of top 10 my favorite top 10 restaurants before you listen to this episode. So basically what we're going to do is I'm going to go through my least favorite, so top 10 least favorite fast food restaurants. And then I have clips from 10 of my friends explaining their least favorite fast food restaurant and why. So we have 10 of those. So my 10 and then their 10. And then every time one of their answers was on my list, I'm gonna take a drink. I have my drink here. I switched it up today. It is a lime White Claw with cranberry juice, because White Claw by itself is so gross. So yeah, last time it was pretty fun, so hopefully this time is just as fun. So we're gonna go ahead and get started. Fix that. Okay. All right, so my number 10 is Arby's. And I feel like a lot of people on my friends list had Arby's as their favorite last time. And it's not even that I necessarily hate Arby's. I think what it mostly is that one time I had Arby's and then I got like really, really sick last year, right after I had it. And so I just keep associating the fact that I was like so sick, with Arby's. And this sickness was so weird. I was sick for like 3 weeks. And I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was just, like, dehydration. But, like, my hands completely peeled. My face peeled. My fingernails, like, stopped growing and regrew. And so, like, they fell off, basically, which was really gross. The bottom of my feet peeled off. Same thing happened with my toenails. My hair fell out. I never went to the doctor because I am scared to. So, if you're listening to this and you know what happened, maybe just let me know, I guess. I don't know. So that's really why I don't like Arby's. That's it. Like, the food is okay. I'll eat there if I have to. But also I feel like they do like the 2 for $6. So you can get like two, like the beef and cheddar 2 for $6 or whatever. But when they change it, they don't tell anyone. And so like you get your hopes up thinking you're going to get a good deal and you get there and they're like, yeah, we don't do that anymore. So I don't know. I just feel like they're not really up to date with their like advertisement or promotions or whatever. And I just have a taste aversion to it. That's all. Okay, so number 9 is White Castle. And around where I live, I don't even know. I think the closest White Castle is like 40 minutes away now. It used to be like right down the street. But I feel like White Castle, like their cheeseburgers, one, they're this big. So, I mean, I get the appeal. Like, it's unique, I guess. They're like sliders. But they're just, I feel like they're not very filling. They're very bland. Like, all you get is onions. I mean, I guess you could get cheese, but like, there's nothing else on it. Or is it onions or pickles? I can't remember. Either way, they're just bland. The fries are like the crinkle cut fries. And like, I would rather just make those at home. They're just not very good. The only thing good there I feel like I've had is like these chicken ring things that were like basically like their version of chicken nuggets. But I don't even know if they have those anymore. But yeah, overall White Castle is just very bland and maybe a little bit overpriced. I don't know. Going on to number 8, I have Culver's. And so I didn't even know what Culver's was until like a year ago. And, one, it's extremely expensive for no reason. Like, the food is just so basic and it's so expensive. Their food is also fairly bland. Their fries are the crinkle cut fries. They're not good. Their chicken is breaded weird. And like, I just, they always, every time I go there, which has only been like a few times, like they always forget my sauce. And like with their food being so bland, that's really hard for me to deal with, because how am I supposed to eat this dry ass chicken with no barbecue if you forget it? Like, you can't have shitty food and forget my sauce. You gotta pick one. Preferably neither, but. So, Culver's number 8, which I'm not really sure where Culver's exactly is. I don't know if it's just an Ohio thing. But anyways, number 7 is Long John Silver's. There used to be one Long John Silver's, like, down the street from our house, and it went out of business. Now, the only Long John Silver's I ever see are the combination restaurants. And we'll hit on that later about why I hate those. And I just feel like, one, it's not something you can eat, like, all the time. I will give them this. Their fries are really good with the vinegar. The fries are really good. But, like, you can't, like, if you go there and you're like, oh, I'm going to get chicken. Surprise, it tastes like fish. Like, everything there tastes like fish. The Hush Puppies, whatever those are, they taste like fish. The chicken tastes like fish. The fish tastes like fish. The fries taste slightly like fish. And then they just saturate the bottom of your box with these, like, crunchy things that are just filled with oil. And guess what? They also taste like fucking fish. So, I mean, I feel like I could get Long John Silver's, like, once a year when I'm in the mood for chicken fish or whatever. But other than that, like, it's probably one of, like, it's made it on my list of, like, the worst fast food, because everything tastes like fish and everything is so greasy and messy. It's just, it's not worth it. It's not worth it. So if you go back and listen to the first, like, not the first, but, like, the first Tipsy Top 10, like, the best for fast food, I had this, like, dilemma where I wasn't sure if things were considered, like, fast food or not. So, like, Panera, Subway, Chipotle, things like that. I decided they were because they obviously were on my list. And so I wasn't sure if this is considered fast food, but Piada. And I feel like people think Piada is so fancy and so, like, gourmet or whatever. But, I mean, maybe I just haven't tried the right thing. I'm kind of picky. I don't like a bunch of vegetables and shit, mushrooms, whatever. But, like, this one time, I've only went there one time, and this is why it's on my list. I go there. It's like, oh, I'll just get spaghetti and meatballs or whatever. So they give you, like, this bowl. One, it's expensive as fuck for no reason. Just, it's spaghetti. And then I said, oh, can I get, like, the meatballs that go with it? And they give me this big fucking ball, this big meat, one ball of meat like this, in this, like, they just threw it on there. And that was, like, it was super unseasoned. Like, the outside of it was good, but the middle was so unseasoned because it's so thick that, like, there's no way the meat can even be all the way seasoned in the middle. Piada is not good, and they, like, I don't know. I think they do good things for, like, charity, so good on them, but in general, their food is just so gross, and the breadsticks are good, but, like, the noodles are not good. They just pulled them out of this big, like, vat, which I know Skyline and shit does that too, but I don't like those places either. And then, I don't know, it's not great, and I'm just mad about the giant meatball. If you have ever, one of my favorite movies is Good Burger. Fuck you, Jordan. It's a good movie. The Mondo Burger, like, how it's, like, just, like, gross and big. Like, that's how I felt like their meatball was not good, not seasoned whatsoever. Okay, number 5 may be a little controversial. Is McDonald's. And, like, I feel like everyone kind of just grew up eating McDonald's, and, you know, I will eat McDonald's more. Like, I honestly will eat McDonald's. I will. But it's, like, the inconsistency of never getting what you order is so annoying. Like, you honestly should just go pull up to the little drive-thru speaker, say, hey, I have $7 to spend. Just throw some shit in the bag because that's what I'm going to get anyways. You never get what you order. It's so inconsistent. When you do get what you order, I will say it's fairly good. I know a lot of people don't like McDonald's, but like the chicken nuggets are good. Their french fries are good. Their hamburgers are good. Their chicken sandwiches are good. They did take the snack wraps out, but I think that might just be a COVID thing. The breakfast is good, but it's like you don't, it's just a toss up. You never even know what you're going to get. You can't go to McDonald's in the mindset like, okay, I'm going to get a 10 piece nugget and you're going to get there and they're going to, okay, here's your 3 McChickens. Like that, you just, there's no, they should have, so they should have like a window where you pay, the window where you pick up your food, and then a third window where you just switch all the food out that you didn't order and get what you actually ordered. I don't know. I just, McDonald's is good, but it's honestly the customer service that it makes it so terrible and so bad that is why it is not only in this list, it's in the middle of this list. Because the customer service and the inconsistency pisses me off so much. Number 4. Again, wasn't sure if this was considered fast food, but technically the one by my house has a drive-thru, kinda. But it's Penn Station. I have no, like, sentimental or, like, anger or hatred towards Penn Station. I just don't think their food is good. Their chicken is, like, it's just not good to me. It's bland. It all kind of tastes the same. Their teriyaki sauce is not that great. The french fries are okay. The cookies are pretty good. I will give them that. The cookies are so good. But, like, the chicken, like, the, I don't know. The subs are just not good. Also, the sizes are confusing. You can get, like, a 6, 8, 10, 12, like, just a 6-inch or a 12-inch, I feel like, is good enough. I don't know why they have to have all these, like, in-between sizes. But, I mean, whatever. It's high up on here because I just genuinely don't like their food. And I feel like majority of that, like, not liking their food is, like, a big, it doesn't matter what their customer service is like because you're never going to go there because you don't like the food. So that's why Penn Station is number 4. Number 3 is Fazoli's. Funny story, I actually worked at Fazoli's for like 2 months because Fazoli's was my first job. I go in, I got hired or whatever. I worked for 2 months and I was like moving away to go to college. And then like there was like a bunch of high school seniors that worked that were about to go to college. And then they just fired all of us because they didn't want to deal with like us coming back on break and whatnot. So that was kind of annoying. I just feel like Fazoli's, like, again, pasta should not be fast food. I feel like the breadsticks are good, but funny story. While I was working there, there was this guy. His name was Michael, I think. I think his name was Michael. I don't know. Michael sounds about right. And he accidentally dropped a whole tray of breadsticks on the ground. It happens, I understand. But then he continued to pick them up and take them out to the dining room. So a lot of people just ate floor breadsticks. I guess if you didn't know, what doesn't know won't kill you. But to me, that's really gross. I also had to work on National Spaghetti Day, which sucked ass. So I probably would have quit anyways if I didn't get fired or let go, whatever. So yeah, number 3, Fazoli's, trash, pasta. Okay, so my next two, again, it's just, it honestly is a toss-up. If they could tie for first, they really fucking would because I hate them both equally. But I'm going to go with number 2. Number 2, Steak and Shake, or as, you know, Steak and Wait. I really don't, I feel like children could get hired at Steak and Shake. I hate how people like, oh, live in the server life and then they work at Steak and Shake as if they don't sit on their ass the whole time they're there. Because I swear, you go into Steak and Shake and you're just like, oh, okay, so you like they come, one, you wait in line forever. And then you get seated, then your server comes around like 40 minutes later and she's like, okay, what can I get you guys to drink? And everyone gets like water. She's like, okay, I'll bring your waters out in about 35 minutes. So then you just wait. and then you just wait some more, all while your server's in the back fucking around. And finally, she brings back water, and it's ready to order. I will give them this. The food is cheap. The food is cheap for, like, what you get, I guess. Like, it's not very filling, but it's not that expensive. But honestly, I would just rather eat somewhere a little bit more pricey to be, you know, in and out in 45 minutes rather than wait. It takes so long. The server's there, no matter which one you go to, is rude as fuck, always. Like, it's just like a job requirement to be rude as fuck to your table. And then just be slow and stupid. And I just, a funny story, Natalie, like, so my cousin Nat, she was on the last episode. We went to Steak and Shake in Beaver Creek, and, like, the line was super long. I don't know why everyone went there, honestly, because it was just a bad experience every time. So we went there, and I was like, okay, I'm going to go to the bathroom. I walk, and there was no wet floor sign, and I fell. I busted my ass in the middle of the Beaver Creek Steak and Shake. I was fine. And then, like, the manager came to our table because he was scared that we were going to, like, sue or something. He just gave us our food for free. I didn't want the headache. Also, I didn't know how to sue anyone. I didn't care. But, like, where was your wet floor sign? The place was not busy at the time. Everyone that works there is stupid and rude. And I will never go to Steak and Shake, which technically a lot of them are open because they can't pass their health inspections. But that's besides the point. So yeah, number 2, Steak and Shake. Number 1, Burger King. Burger King is so fucking gross. Anyone who eats at Burger King is trash. It is so nasty. There is a reason their chicken nuggets are 10 for $1.49. It's because they're probably made out of the stray cats behind the restaurant. They're disgusting. The chicken is disgusting. Their burgers are disgusting. The only good thing at Burger King is, 1, the Hershey pie, which you can buy at Kroger. 2, the onion rings. And the onion rings, they're synthetic onions. Like, when you pull it apart, there's no onion that slides out. Like, it's just fake. They do taste good, though, not gonna lie. Like, the food is inconsistent. It's so gross. Again, I should put Penn Station up higher because their food is, like, I feel like Penn Station's food is tolerable. But Burger King's food is just so fucking nasty. I would rather starve. I would rather starve than eat Burger King. So, yeah, that is my top 10 worst or least favorite fast food restaurants. I don't know why I'm getting so, like, angry. I can feel myself, like, getting tense, angry about some nasty fast food. Okay, so now we are going to listen to 10 of my friends' least favorite fast food. So, coming up first, I'm going to start at the bottom of my list this time. Coming up first is my brother, Zach. So here is his clip.
All right. My least favorite fast food, I'd say probably Burger King. And I think it's mainly just because it's inconsistent. Just because, like, I can fuck with a Bacon King. It ain't bad. It ain't half bad. But that's like a 40% chance of it being worth a damn. The rest of the time, it's just not good. Not to mention, I'm still a little salty about them taking away chicken fries for so long. Like, they were good shit back in the day. And then they were gone for years. And then they brought them back, and it's just, I don't know. They suffer the same thing as the Bacon King. And basically everything else at Burger King. It's wildly inconsistent. I feel like, I've heard, like, if you go to different locations, some of them have better chicken fries than the others, but I don't know. Everything about Burger King is just inconsistent to me now. Like, sometimes it's real good, and sometimes it's like, ooh, I wish I went to, like McDonald's or something.
Okay, so that was Zach, and Zach is actually my brother. We're about 3 years apart. And he also said Burger King, so one, here's to you, Zach. I'm going to drink this. Oh, God. I didn't think that would be so sour. So yeah, he said Burger King again, so inconsistent, and it's just, it's inconsistently good, like gross. It's just always gross. Actually, there's some things that are good. Onion rings, he said, like a Baconator. No, Baconator's Wendy's, like a, King of Bacon or something, Bacon King or whatever. But again, it just, everything else is so gross. They have like two good things on their menu and that's it. Honestly, just fuck Burger King so much. I hope a lot of people say Burger King. So number two on my list is Shelby. Shelby was in the last episode. Hello, Shelby. I'm excited that you sent yours in. And here is Shelby's clip.
All right. So the worst fast food restaurant, in my opinion, and I know this is about to be controversial, but it's Five Guys. Now, the reason why I'm saying Five Guys is because they simply don't have any options for me to eat. Because I don't eat red meat, for those that don't know. They do have grilled cheese, but I'm not about to go out and pay for an overpriced grilled cheese when I can make a banging grilled cheese at home, add all the fixings to it, modify it however I want. No, I'm not going to a fast food restaurant just to get a damn plain ass grilled cheese. Not happening. And their fries. Now, while I will say that they are good, they just throw them in a bag all willy-nilly. And they literally, the grease on it, oh my god, they're so greasy. Which is good sometimes, but it hurts your stomach after a while. But it literally just seeps through the bag. Why is it so difficult to actually put them in a recyclable container? Because we don't hurt the environment here. But why do they do that? Why are they going to do that? So yeah, the worst fast food restaurant, in my opinion, is Five Guys.
Alright, so that was my sweet plant friend, Shelby. She said Five Guys. Five Guys was not on my list. I've actually never even been to Five. Oh, wait, I have. They have hot dogs. It probably is a little overpriced, again, because she doesn't eat red meat. There's no reason for her to go out and get a grilled cheese. So I understand that, why she would not like it. I don't really have much to say about Five Guys, but I can tell you this. If you want to make a banging grilled cheese at home, I've shared this recipe with multiple people, and they've said it has enhanced their life, you know, the grilled cheese of their life. This recipe was made up by my sweet mammal, Polly. So instead, you get your bread, Texas toast preferably, but if you don't have it, Wonder Bread is fine, whatever. You put mayonnaise instead of butter. Mayonnaise, it doesn't taste like mayonnaise when it's done, relax. Mayonnaise, garlic powder, cheese, and then you put that down on the pan. Then you put two pieces of cheese. Then you do the mayonnaise and garlic powder on the other side. Put the bread down. You let it for like a minute until it's like golden brown. Then you flip it. Let that sit until it's golden brown, and it's good. Always cut it diagonally. If you don't cut your grilled cheese diagonally, I don't fuck with you. But that's how you make a banging grilled cheese. But I digress. So Shelby said Five Guys. That was not on my list, so I'm not going to drink. Next is Rayanna, who is part of the Tipsy Tim podcast team. So here is Ray's clip.
Okay, so my least favorite fast food is, sorry Beth, but it is Subway. I hate Subway, and it's very hard to describe why I don't like Subway. For one, to me, I don't get a whole lot on my sandwiches, so I'm just like, I could make it at home. So why am I going to go pay for a sandwich, even if it's a sub-style sandwich? I just eat meat, lettuce, and cheese for the most part, so it's just pointless. And also, it's just awful. Like, there's like a specific taste of Subway's meats. Like, I can smell it right now. It's like makes me sick to my stomach. I just think it is terrible. So yeah, that's why it's my least favorite fast food restaurant. So sorry, Beth.
Okay, so that was Rihanna's clip. Unfortunately, Rihanna and I are no longer friends because of that comment that she made about Subway. I'm just kidding, obviously. But Subway is so fucking good, I don't understand. Okay, I do understand maybe if you don't get a lot on your sub, it's not worth the money. I can understand that. But to say that it's awful is a bit of a stretch. I feel attacked. I'm highly offended. Anyways, moving on. Again, obviously, Subway is not on my list because Subway is one of my favorites. We're going to move on. So here is my cousin Natalie's clip for her least favorite fast food.
This one is sort of hard for me because depending on the day, the time, and sometimes where I'm driving, I'm craving a different fast food restaurant and my appetite changes. That's typical. So I don't really know if I have a least favorite one. But I do have, like, restaurants that annoy the crap out of me. Like, sometimes when I go through Wendy's, they forget my sweet and sour sauce. And I know there's worse things to complain about in the world. But sometimes Wendy's is my least favorite, depending on a day. And then McDonald's, the ice cream machine doesn't work. So sometimes that's my least favorite. And then, like, Taco Bell, honestly, you know, Taco Bell is not my favorite. If I had to choose one, it would probably be Taco Bell. It's just not my first choice, but they have Mountain Dew. And between Arby's, they don't have Mountain Dew anymore. They have Coke products. And they used to have Pepsi products. But KFC and Taco Bell are the only two fast food restaurants that I know, well, that I go to sometimes, that have Mountain Dew. So I would say Taco Bell is my least favorite. But it just depends on the day, because other restaurants sometimes piss me off with the little hiccups that they have. My name is Natalie.
Okay, so that was my cousin Natalie's clip. That was more of like a 2-minute rant, and she said that when she sent it to me, and now I finally do understand. I understand that maybe like the fast food industry in general just pisses her off. I get that. Taco Bell was not on my list. If that was her final answer, I believe so. I'm not entirely sure. Taco Bell. I do agree that just like the hiccups are annoying, but people are human. But sometimes it's excessive, and I get that. Okay, so moving on. Number 5 is Keith. So you heard from Keith in the last video. So here is Keith's clip again.
Hey, this is Keith. I would say that my least favorite fast food chain would be Tim Hortons. I'm not quite sure if that is an unfavorable opinion or unpopular opinion, but I just look at the trade-offs when getting coffee or getting kind of a breakfast food. If you're going for cheap, Dunkin' Donuts, I think, has that. If you're going for brand recognition / quality, I think Starbucks is the best on that end. So Tim Hortons just falls in this weird place in between. And I've only went there in the drive-thru a couple times because it was the closest option near my campus when I was driving. And the food was never really that fresh. The coffee was never that impressive. And they didn't go very fast. So yeah, Tim Hortons. And also, Burger King owns them. Burger King owns them, or they're owned by Burger King. I don't know. Either way, it's like, focus on your lane. You know, Burger King, you're good. You got it. You got it going. But Tim Hortons, you know, they're not going to do that well in the United States. They are a Canadian thing. If they're going to come and enter this market, they have to understand strategic trade-offs. What are you trying to do? Are you a cost winner, or are you positioned for a brand look? And Starbucks and Dunkin's just beating them, so.
Okay, so there's Keith's clip. Again, Tim Hortons not on my list. I can't say that I, like, agree or disagree because I don't frequent, like, coffee shops. I guess, if anything, I go to Starbucks quite often, more often than the other ones. But I don't, like, I don't know. It just, I guess being, like, a hockey household, like, we hold Timmy Ho's close to our hearts because, like, it's a Canadian thing, it's a hockey thing, like, Tim Hortons is, like, a sponsor of the Blue Jackets. But other than that, like, I can't say I agree or disagree because I've never really eaten there. So we're going to move on to number 6, and it is Jordan. So here's Jordan's clip.
All right, so my worst fast food restaurant would probably have to be Steak and Shake, or as like everybody wants to call them, Steak and Wait. You wait forever for your food, and it's small. Of course it's 4 meals for under $4. You're getting 2 chicken strips. It may look like 4 of them, but they're thin as hell. You're not getting anything out of those. And then their fries are tiny. They're all crummy. Doesn't even matter how many you eat. You're always going to be hungry. Place is terrible.
Okay, so I'll drink to that. Jordan said Steak and Shake, so here's to you, Jordan. Even though you're in the other room, you can probably hear me right now, but that's besides the point. Oh, God, that's so gross. I don't know why I didn't taste it before I started recording. Yes, again, he even said Steak and Wait. You wait forever. And I will say, like you're not getting that much food because it's only $4. But, like, so if you're, like, starving, obviously don't go there. Because, one, you're going to pass away before you get your food anyways. And, two, it's not very filling. There's not much there. The milkshakes, I guess, are okay if you want to wait 4 hours to get it. Okay, so moving on, number 7, here is Emily. She's also part of the Tipsy 10 podcast team. And, you know, one of my best friends, she's on the show a lot. So here's Emily's clip.
Hey, it's Emily. So, worst fast food restaurant, without a doubt, is fucking McDonald's. Anybody who says that they like it or it's their favorite is lying. How can you? Every single time that you get a burger there, even if you get it without onions, it still tastes like onions. Any single time I get chicken there, without any exceptions, I always bite into some fat or tendon or vein or whatever, and it's disgusting. It's a waste of money because I just have to spit it out, even if it is cheap. I like about 3 things from there, and that consists of a caramel frappe, a sausage McMuffin, and maybe, like, their cinnamelts or whatever. Like, you have so much stuff on your menu. How can only 3 things be acceptable? Their breakfast, sure, they have some variety, but I don't want anything with their eggs on it because they're, like, rubbery and gross. And it's just, like, the customer service, whack. Whack. Everybody's rude. Nobody, like, looks you in the eye. Nobody asks you how you're doing or tells you to have a nice day. They're just like, next. Sometimes when you go through the drive-thru, they don't even talk to you. They just hand you your food or, like, tell you, like, they don't even tell you what's in the bag or double check that you're getting the right thing. They're just like, throw it out the window into your car, basically. Not to mention, their machines are always down, always broken. The ice cream machine or whatever, it's just, how can you like McDonald's? How?
Okay, so there is Emily's, and she said McDonald's, which was on my list, but, like, I don't hate McDonald's with that much of a fiery passion as her. So anyways, here's to you, Emily. Here's a drink. And, like, I do agree the customer service at McDonald's always sucks. Like, I do agree there. The food, honestly, I don't think it's that bad. I guess I'm just not that picky. I don't mind their burgers. I don't mind their chicken. I do agree sometimes you bite into some unflattering pieces, but honestly, that is so rare to happen to me that, like, it doesn't bother me that much. So, I mean, we is both on it's on both of our like lists, but I don't hate it that much as you. So moving on, was a fan favorite from last episode is CJ. So here is CJ's clip.
So my least favorite fast food restaurant is probably Steak and Shake, like by far, which is kind of sad because they honestly do have good food, but the service is so fucking shitty. Every one I've ever been to has been absolutely horrible. Like, I don't know what it is about their hiring process or what, they can only hire fucking douchebags. I don't know. They're just all terrible. Like, I don't know anybody who's ever had a good experience at one, honestly.
Okay, so that was CJ's clip. Here's to you, CJ, because of course we said fucking Steak and Shake. Oh, God. Again, it's the customer service at Steak and Shake. He said the food is good. I agree. The food is okay for what it's worth. Again, but the customer service and the how long you wait, it's not worth it. I feel like I'm being so redundant when it comes to Steak and Shake. But honestly, fuck Steak and Shake. It is so, it's just so bad. So here's number 9, Bradley, who is also a member of the Tipsy Tin podcast team. And again, one of the most intelligent people that I know. So I respect this opinion fully. Here is Bradley's clip.
Fast food. We've all had our bad experiences. But let me tell you who has never had a good experience. Anyone who has ever fucking gone to any combination fast food restaurant. Okay, let me tell you why. So you know what I'm talking about. Like the, I don't think they have these anymore, but the Taco Bell Pizza Hut combos and the Long John Silver's KFC combos. I mean, these places were the worst of the worst because both sides were terrible. And so you think, you get all hyped, like, oh, fuck yeah, I'm going to get me some fried fish from the Long John Silver's and some mac and cheese from the KFC. Come to find out, they both taste like shit. So if you want a true combination experience, you got to do what someone I respect the most in the world, Anita, she would do is go to the Burger King to get the Whopper and then drive across the street to the McDonald's to get the fries and then drive again to the Wendy's to get the Frosty. If you want a combination experience, you have to go out of your way. You cannot go to a combination restaurant, and that's on God. The only way you can have a combination experience is by driving to multiple places and inconveniencing yourself for the greater good. So the worst fast food experience that anybody can have is at a combination restaurant. And that's all I got to say about that.
Okay, so that was just like I did a little foreshadowing to that beforehand about the combination restaurants. And I agree with him. Like it's not the same. Like if you go to KFC, you want to get KFC wedges. You don't want to get Long John Silver fries with your famous bowl. Like, you don't – combination restaurants are the worst because it's, like, you can't get one or the other. It's, like, some of this and some of that. And, like, some fast food combos just don't go good together. So I full-heartedly agree. And although that wasn't really on my list, I still said it. So I'll drink to that, Bradley. Here's to you. Okay, so moving on, we have one last clip. This is mine and Jordan's friend Blake, and it was very short, sweet, and to the point his clip is because we kind of forced him to do it last minute. So here's Blake's clip.
Okay, so my least favorite fast food restaurant would probably be Burger King because I feel like their food is never fresh.
Okay, so you heard it best from Blake. Again, fuck Burger King. Here's to you, Blake. I'll drink to that. Oh, God, that's so gross. Their food is never fresh. Not to mention their food's fucking gross. So, yeah, there's 10 of mine friends. I had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So half agreed with me, half had other opinions on the worst fast food restaurant out there. But thank you guys so much for tuning into this week's episode of the Tipsy Tim podcast. I hope these are fun episodes, but it makes it even more fun to hear everyone's opinion. So please go comment your worst fast food experience on our latest Instagram post for the graphic for this episode. Be sure to follow our Instagram account at the Tipsy Tim podcast. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Psycho Studios, and share the show around. I was going to say something else, but now I can't remember. But anyways, thank you guys so much for tuning in to this week's episode. And as always, just be fucking nice. The Tipsy Tim podcast is coming.